Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have three rounds in the magazine. Round number one. People were upset with the VA, and it's not because the reason why I'm here in DC. It's because a picture might have gotten taken down that people, it's a beloved picture for sure, but people go high and to the right per usual. We're going to talk about those folks. Round number two, I regret to say it once again. A lieutenant colonel, former Army lieutenant colonel, now working in a civilian capacity, is horny and doing inappropriate stuff. We're going to do a little horny shaming on that guy. And finally, round number three, we're going to talk a little bit about the claim sharks. I knew it was a thing. We've talked about it a lot over the last couple of weeks here. I knew it was a thing. I had no idea how prevalent it was. I knew that it was a problem. But this is like a legit huge problem that media companies, that radio stations, that websites, that other big like veteran platforms are all kind of a part of. As the onion layers get peeled back, my mind has been blown this week in DC. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. But all today is going to be brought to you by our friends at the VFW, where I'm currently in DC. I'm sitting in their national headquarters building. Here, just outside where the Hart building is, where the Senate is, where I got to meet with Tammy Duckworth's staff today, which was a great time. But the VFW is doing all kinds of amazing things, and not just this week where it's kind of highlighted. You're going to see tomorrow the commander-in-chief of the VFW is going to be giving his remarks to Congress in a joint session. It's going to be great. I've seen some of the remarks that he's going to be make, and I like that he's going to go a little bit at him. You know, like I think a lot of times in the veteran community, we get to be deferential, but I think that there's comes a time where you have to be like, this is what we earned. This is what you're going to give. And I think that this speech tomorrow is going to have a little bit to do with that. But what the VFW is doing this week, I've gone to so many different meetings where we've talked about the Major Richard Starr Act, which once again, that's for people that were combat injured and so that they can have their full retirement restored. They're doing another one where it's about TAPS, where if you're getting out of the military, where they want you to have and they want it to be law that you have to have a veteran service officer there. I mean, the amount of people that are getting out, they don't know what to do. And the very first thing you do is Google VA claim help. And those are the sharks that come up. So they're really touting this website, don'tfeedthesharks.org, where you can check out the information that you can make sure that if you're somebody's saying that they're a veteran service officer, that you could check and make sure that they are. But just go with the VFW, because you know if it has that logo on it, it's at that website, you're going to get the best possible care that you can. You're going to get the best representation that you can, and it's all going to be free. They're going to do it at free of charge. It's an absolute no-brainer to join the VFW. Go to vfw.org/barstool. Super easy to sign up today. We'd love to be a part of you to be a part of our team too, if you're listening. And if you're listening as a family member, encourage your people to go out and make sure that they're doing what they need to at the VA, because it'll make your life a lot easier if something tragic happens to one of your family members. All right, let's get going with the show today. I'm excited about it. But before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about DC and like what's going on here, because it's been eye-opening. Like I said, like there's so many, I think because of the community that we run in, the people that we talk to, like if you listen to ZBT all the time and you interact with us about ZBT, we kind of, you know what's going on in the veteran world. Like you are informed for the most part, because we try to keep you informed, even though there's a lot of things that we don't know too. We try to keep you informed. There's so many people here that I heard firsthand accounts of why they're here with the VFW meeting, because they know somebody that these sharks have gone after. And it is heartbreaking, the stories that you are here. Like one of the guys that he came up, it was his first weekend coming to a national conference, and he came up here from, I think he's from New Hampshire, and I was sitting at the bar the other day and I was like, well, what got you involved with the VFW? The guy's probably my age, probably early 40s, and he was like, one of the soldiers that I had, he passed away from colon cancer, and it was traced back to his service, because I didn't know this either. That's the most common death of any veteran that's 45 and under, is colon cancer. So this guy had colon cancer. He fought through it, like fought as hard as he could, and eventually succumbed to the illness. And whenever his family was trying to pick up his PACT-Act benefits and do everything that it could, they signed up with a company, not knowing what they're doing, 33% of everything that he had earned. And it was 33% of the lump sum that the family would have gotten, 33% of the lifetime benefits that would have come with it. It is crazy. And the spouse didn't know. Like, she didn't, you don't know, man. Like, my mom had been in around the military for her whole life, essentially, her whole adult life. And there was companies, luckily I was able to identify some of those companies that were trying to target her, but it would have happened. It would have happened. And it's no ignorance on their part. Like, you don't think there's going to be people that are nefarious, but over and over and over again, with every drink that I had, it's something.
And it's when people are at their most vulnerable. And yeah, they're not thinking straight. And yeah, it's,
well,
yeah,
more so than that, I think it's because the process is so arduous that when you finally, after a year, 2 years, however long it takes you to go through with your claim, when you get something in return and it says, hey, I'm going to get X amount of dollars every month for the rest of my life, and you get that lump sum for that back pay, you're so ecstatic that I bet you so often people don't even think to ask, is this the correct amount? Or did I have a third of that taken by one of these claim sharks? So it just pays, because at that point you're so drained, and it's such a long process that to think, all right, well, now I'm going to sign up for another 6 months plus to get it all squared away. Nah, it's all right. I don't even want to do it at this point.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right, Con. That last part is the biggest way that they get these people, is because they know that the wait time through the VA is going to be long. Like, it, Con, you're going through a claim right now. I think you said something like it's been going on a couple months that you're waiting to get a response back. And this is like after an appeal and shit like that. If you're in the spot where a lot of these people that need this money, like right now, and you dangle it over their head, it's kind of like one of those fucking payday loans, dude. Like, where you give me, you're going to get $1,500 on your paycheck, or I'm going to give you $1,500 now, but then you're going to owe me $200 every single month at that $1,500 floating. Then by the time that you are paying your bills, because you need that money right away, you've stripped yourself of essentially 15 to 20% of the things that you're entitled to. It's wrong. It's against the law. It's just not being enforced right now. And there's actually, I didn't know about this, there's actually an additional congressional act that they're trying to pass that another group of lobbyists have, and it's got some co-sponsors in Congress too, where they're trying to make it say it's okay. Like, where they're saying these things are bad, but there's no repercussions.
Yes, because they're probably getting paid from it somehow too. They're probably like,
yeah,
you know,
one of the reasons why that was listed on some of the documentation, it's because there should be competitiveness in the market.
This isn't a capitalist market. This is, hey, earned these benefits.
Veterans,
this isn't like, hey, come to me and help me. This
not
is
not a this. Yeah, it's crazy.
Why has this become a capitalist environment where these companies are competing to take advantage of people? Shame on them.
Big time shame on them. And it's, I mean, like I said, beer after beer, drink after drink that I was having with different people, they're telling me different horror stories of people that were in their post about what happened. It is so unbelievably prevalent that it legit has blown my mind, has really made me want to redouble efforts on figuring this out so it doesn't happen to people, because it is primarily people that are, like Kate said, that are struggling so much, that are going through intense grief. I mean, when I was on the phone on Zoom with these people after my mom had talked to them, we're talking 3 weeks after my stepdad died, like the height of grief from losing a spouse with cancer. And you're going to swoop in at that moment. It is the very definition of predatory. It just is. And I think that the fines that the VFW are going after are great. I wish it was fucking prison time for these people.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah, and I'm completely speculating here, but I'm willing to bet that these people who are doing this predatory work in their head rationalize it by saying, well, I'm still getting them X amount, so it's okay.
Oh, they
that
absolutely
I'm taking a little
do.
Bit.
They and absolutely do. Anything that you got to tell yourself to make yourself feel a little bit better, I guess that's what we're doing. But yeah, we'll get more of that in round number three. Let's talk about round number one. What do we got, Kate?
This kiss it's not allowed. Or is it? What a whirlwind of a morning on social media and the veteran and civilians were up in arms about this too. It all started, and I wasn't sure what to make of it either. This story has flopped back and forth so many times. I'm scrolling Twitter, and I see a Twitter account. It's like at Endwokeness or something, which right away I'm like, okay, this is one of those accounts. But it sparked a little bit of a firestorm after they posted screenshots of a memorandum from the Department of Veteran Affairs banning the iconic image of the kiss. And we all know that image. It's after World War II has just ended. Japan has just surrendered. And it was kind of like when bin Laden got shot and people across cities across America ran out into the whatever the center of that city was to fucking party. Like victory, victory. Mm-hmm. Everybody runs into Times Square to party. A sailor grabs this woman, beautiful looking woman, and a nurse. She's a nurse, leans her over, gives her this kiss, and bam, iconic photo. And if you've ever been to the VA, this photo, you're bound to see it at least three times. In any VA you go to, there's iconic images from military history all over Veteran Affairs buildings and offices and stuff like that. But I feel like every single one I've been to, I've seen it. In San Diego, they have like a 100-foot-tall statue of this kiss taking place down near one of the bases there. It's everywhere. It's one of those, I would say it's up there in the top five with like the Iwo Jima imagery. And I don't know, of military images, I think it's up there. Anyways.
Yeah, it's definitely up there.
Basically, here's a part of the memo that the Endwokeness account tweeted out that's like, look at this. From the one of the heads of the Department of Veteran Affairs, the photograph, which depicts a non-consensual act, is inconsistent with the VA's no-tolerance policy towards sexual harassment and assault. To foster a more trauma-informed environment that promotes the psychological safety of our employees and the veterans we serve, photographs depicting the VJ Day in Times Square should be removed from all Veterans Health Administration facilities. When I saw this and I read it, the memorandum, it looks like a fifth grader made it in Word almost. I was like, well, this doesn't look like an official memorandum. Is this real or was this an account? Like those accounts, like Endwokeness, whatever, they don't care what's true or what's not. They want people to be pissed or whatever. So I was like, I don't know if this is true or not. And then the Secretary of the Veterans Affairs himself, Secretary Dennis McDonough, retweeted the image and said, let me be clear. This image is not banned from VA facilities and we will keep it in VA facilities. So I thought, oh, it was a fake. Like that wasn't a real memo. It's fake. When I saw him say that, turns out it was real. A real memo that had gotten sent out to get rid of this photo across the VA. And naturally, some of the responses were totally normal and regular, like J.D. Sharp, who said,
and let's say, like,
what's that?
I asked, but this memorandum is not from like a high level person. No, okay. Their title sounds Assistant Undersecretary of Health and Operations. Like, it's not like it came from the VA director's desk. Somebody got a little out in front of their skis.
Right. I'll get into that in a second. So this, it's been a roller coaster of, is this what it seems? Blah, 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 blah. In the middle of it are the commenters who are losing their minds regardless. Like J.D. Sharp, who said, they're trying to erase white people. And let's see what else. From statues to photos, they're trying to erase our history. I hate this administration so much. Like this administration had any idea some. Again, I was unclear if the memo was real. Every other Twitter accounts like the Stolen Valor account was like, guys, I'm trying to suss it out. I have no idea what's going on here. Turns out the ban was announced internally at VA medical facilities late. Veterans Health Admin's top operations official, employees were instructed to promptly remove any depictions of the famous photo and replace it with imagery deemed more appropriate. Am I still? Did I freeze?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm just going to keep talking, but I think I froze.
You did.
Just keep going. I don't have time to edit a bunch of shit out. Just keep going.
Okay. Anyway, so basically, and I wasn't sure if the basically a reverse Uno card where this was a real memo, did they only rescind it because of the backlash it got today, or was top officials at the VA just now made aware of this memo being like, wait, what? She wasn't approved to send this out, or that kind of thing. So it's just been kind of a PR shitstorm that is just sparking across social media right now. What is you guys' thoughts on this?
I'm a firm believer and I don't give a fuck about any of it. Like I the VA, like, take down whatever pictures you want to. I don't give a shit. If that picture completely disappeared from American history, I wouldn't care. And if it became the print on the back of the US dollar, I wouldn't give a fuck. I just think people have to act like they care about so much stuff. In reality, no one gives a shit about this. All those people that say it's Biden's fault and wokeness, no one cares. No one actually cares.
I just think if the VA ran like a top, then yeah, maybe bring this up as something to fix, because it's a problem, even though it's not. But I just think there's so many other things the VA can be doing. And that goes for anybody under the VA's roof, to include whoever wrote this memo. There's something else that they can be doing with their time instead of writing out this memo about a picture that I don't think really comes across people's timeline or eyesight on a daily basis. So why would they care? And it's just also, sorry, maybe I'm wrong. Didn't they know each other briefly, or she was a complete stranger?
Here's some more things about that. So again, all these people run into Times Square to celebrate. It's the end of World War II. And that photo, you can't see either of their faces. And it became like how every boomer says they were at Woodstock. All these different people over the years were like, that was me. I was the sailor in that photo. I was the woman in that photo. I was the nurse. And so many people came forward claiming it was them. That they actually had forensic photo specialists and all kinds of people looking at the bumps. Oh, she has a bump right here on her wrist. And this woman who's claiming it's her doesn't. And like the photo, the hairstyle, all this. Legit research and studying has gone into it for a long time. And the most likely conclusion is that the sailor is George Mendoza and the dental assistant is Greta Zimmer Friedman. And she was not military. She was just a dental assistant who was working nearby. She was born in Austria and escaped the Nazis, ironically enough. And her parents were killed in a concentration camp. So I feel like that makes the photo even more powerful part. But the sailor happened to be, there's two photos of this by two different photographers. And in the one photo, there's a woman standing right behind the couple, many people standing behind smiling. And the sailor, George Mendoza, had happened to be on a date with this smiling woman in the background, Rita Petry. They'd been on their first date. He's like, let's come out to Times Square, let's party, you know? And he ends up kissing this other woman. But she was unbothered, saying in 2012, in all these years, George has never kissed me like that. He went on to marry the woman in the background who's smiling.
Interesting.
Yeah.
If anything, if I'm George, I care about all the money I lost out on in the last 70 or 80 years, whatever that math works out to, on all the people who have used my likeness in various forms. And I didn't see a dollar from that. That's what he should be worried about.
Well, also, that guy must have been slinging absolute cock all over the joint. Can you imagine kissing somebody in front of your spouse and then just going back and bedding them down later? No shot. Annalise would have me shot in the streets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like back in the day, cameras were kind of a fun thing. So when someone pulled out a camera, you've seen everyone kind of acts goofy and like whatever back in the day in those black and white videos and stuff. So I feel like they were just kind of showing off and just being wacky for the camera. But the woman, Greta Zimmer Friedman, there was this 2012 blog post that came out that was basically like, actually, that photo is sexual assault. And the author got a hold of Greta's son, and he said, speaking about his mom in that photo that she's the nurse in being kissed, she's always had an appreciation for a feminist viewpoint and understood the premise that you don't have a right to be intimate with a stranger on the street. Still, he added, she did not assign any bad motives to George in that circumstance, that situation, that time. She's like, I get how people could think that, but for me particularly, I didn't mind it. I was totally cool with it. So maybe they should have.
Yeah. And I think, from that perspective, like the very specific place, very specific time, that does make sense. Like if you think the world's ending and it doesn't, I think you're grabbing people and you're kissing them up. You're doing HJs, BJs. You're doing all kinds of stuff in the street just to celebrate.
But yeah, I can see. I bet you this will be on certain news sites tonight and be good. I have a feeling this will become a little bigger before it dies out. But just that's the gossip on the news today, folks, across veteran social media. There you have it. But PR blunder.
All right, let's move on to round number two. We're going to talk a little bit more about horny kissing, but not the good kind.
Lieutenant Colonel Dum Dum needs a bonk is what I titled this one. Civilian worker for the Air Force has been charged with illegally sending secret info about Russia's war against Ukraine through a foreign dating website to a woman claiming to be in Ukraine. David Slater, age 63, former Army Lieutenant Colonel, now he works as a civilian role for the U.S. Strategic Command. He was arrested on Saturday. The messages, I feel like my worst fear, to get indicted for something and have people rifling through all my messages and all my shit. And like, not that I have anything crazy weird, but like, oh God, come on. You don't need to see me complaining to my mom about my hemorrhoids. Get out of here. Anyways, the messages, which prosecutors allege were sent over email and through the dating platform, occurred in late winter, early spring of 2022 when things were popping off with Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. Prosecutors say the woman regularly asked Slater to provide sensitive, non-public, closely held, classified, these are her exact words, information, calling him a secret informant of love. And if you're a 63-year-old former lieutenant colonel and that's not ticking some red flags for you, who the fuck are we letting become lieutenant colonels? What?
Gosh. Every time I read something about this story, I'm like, what are we, how?
Sir, there are free titties all over the internet.
Wow. Yeah, I'll tell you how.
Right,
I'll tell you how. It's the gentleman's age, and just not knowing what the internet is all about. And I'm often reminded, our colleague KFC has said that we are actually the next greatest generation because we grew up without the internet, came of age with the internet, and kind of know the ins and outs and know how to navigate it now. But our parents' generation, they're clueless. They're the ones sharing the thing on Facebook. Share this or your house is going to blow up in a week if you don't share it with 12 of your closest friends. And they take that as gospel. And I have people in my life who I see what they post on Facebook and I am just flabbergasted.
All my aunts are like, I do not own the rights to this music. If they're like in a bar and there's music in the back, they like, yeah. But anyway, and in some of the messages, the woman referred to the war, including asking her exact words, "Beloved Dave, do NATO and Biden have a secret plan to help us? The supply of weapons is completely classified, which is great." things like that. And another message, she wrote that it was great that Slater had gotten info about a specified but unnamed in the indictment country and added, "I hope you will tell me right away. You are my secret agent with love." He sent classified info regarding military targets, military capabilities, all kinds of stuff. He worked at U.S. Strategic Command in Ofut Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska, had a top secret clearance. So he is charged with one count of conspiracy to disclose blah, 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 blah. But bonk, bonk, bonk. Dude, I even still at age 63, like, how can you fall for such obvious, like, oh my
God. And I think we gave him a little bit of a pass for the 63-year-old thing, because let's do some reverse math. Cons, if you're a lieutenant colonel, how old are you going to be? Typically, it's going to be between 40 and 45, right?
Yeah. I mean, some of my classmates are lieutenant colonels now, which is crazy.
Right. So you're going to be in the 40-ish, a little bit older category, depending on your promotion track and shit like that. That being said, if he's 63 years old, 20 years ago was the kickoff of the war. So he's 41 at that time. He was in command position whenever he was making all the rest of his soldiers do informational awareness, do all those annual trainings and shit like that, that he would have had to take too. So in my opinion, there's absolutely no excuse. If he went through that little building and put his little finger onto the fax machine, he knew exactly what Brenda in Russia was trying to do, because that's an exact question from that training that they pulled out. I don't think he gets a pass in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. This is
I bad. Agree with you. That's a great point, considering the training he had to have gone through. So he should have known better. That's too bad.
Had to have.
But you get there, you get up in years, and you either
that's
forget
what I like
things.
About cons. If I point something out, you're like, yeah, you're right. Well, you're right. You're right.
Give you your due. But that's not surprising.
Yeah.
No, it's not. What is surprising for round number three is that I was sitting. And I don't know what the rules are. I don't know if it's an actual rule, but it would kind of make sense. And I'm trying to think about, like, back into our time where we're actually in the military. I know it was primarily Fox News that was on most government TVs when we were in, but that's also because for a my first time it was Bush, and then I think it switched over to CNN. So it's almost like the executive branch determines who's going to be playing what in what government building. But I think in Congress, it's who's ever controlling that house. Like if you're in the House of Representatives or if you're in the Senate, whoever has control, that's what building it's going to be in. So I was sitting there watching Fox News while I was eating and waiting to go to a meeting. It was what was on in the cafeteria. And I never watch live TV, like ever, especially not cable news. I feel like it just melts your brain no matter what site you're, what channel you're watching. It just melts your brain. And there's absolutely no good that comes from watching news any sort whatsoever. But whenever they would go to commercial, without fail, there's two types of commercials. For the entire hour and a half that I sat there, waited for my phone to charge again. One, medicine. We're one of the only countries in the world that allows like pharmaceutical ads. And it's hilarious when you think about it, that they look like 1990s, early Saturday morning fucking TV shows where people are out there playing volleyball and being like, I can only do this because I took this very particular type of allergy shot that costs $749. If you do that, you could be playing beach volleyball too. So they have those types of commercials. And then the second type, I swear to God, guys, it was all veteran shark claims, every single one. Like it was like the PACT Act just came out. You need to get with the different claim people. And it would be like, it would say some name like VA home security, some shit like, and there would be VA would be in the title and there'd be three commercials that were kind of like back to back to back about medicine and about claim sharks over and over and over again. And who it's so unbelievably targeted at that audience, because you think about the primary Fox News audience, they're going to be the ones that go to that because it's a trusted news source, right? Like it's their trusted channel,
trusted
their trusted information. Exactly. And then next thing you know, that entire demographic is struggling with claim sharks. It's so cyclical and it's so infuriating to look at it from the outside and be like, what do you do? What do you do?
You know what I just thought of that may, I have no idea if this would curb this activity and all these shark companies at all. But you know how, like, when the Super Bowl rolls around, people have to call it the big game unless they have rights to saying the Super Bowl, like only certain companies have that. I wonder if all of these companies, if they could no longer use VA in the title of their company or their services, if that would curb the behavior at all.
It's a good thought. Yeah. Like that you have to have it to be approved, but I don't know if you could do that in America because you have free speech. You know,
yeah, like, I have no idea.
I don't think the government can trademark a government name. Like, I don't think you can trademark the VA. You probably could actually, because you could do it with the U.S. Can't put that on anything you want to. I don't know. It's a good thought, Cons. Maybe I'll talk to some people while I'm here about that aspect, make it illegal. But either way, it's a huge problem. And I have been encouraged by the offices that we've been into. And also discourage a little bit in the whole political process. Because it is just that. Like that, I think that's the most frustrating aspect about American politics to me right now, is that there's things that we know are the right thing to do. Mm. Like as a country, we know that there's certain right things to do. Like the defending of the border. Like, is it everything going to be perfect with that? The package that was just sent to the House that they declined? Probably not, but it's a better package than we've had in decades about what we could do about the border and trying to get people what they need to and all that shit. Like you have that aspect of it where they don't want to do it because they don't want to give somebody a win. That's exactly what's happening here on the Major Richard Starr Act. Like 88% now, 88% of all lawmakers in both the House and the Senate, the president had already said that he would sign it if it came to his desk. 88% know it's the right thing to do and they are backers of it, but they won't bring it to the floor because they don't want to give a certain party a win in an election year.
Mm-hmm. It's such a game. It's a childish game. Just
tear this thing down, man. Just tear it down.
It really is childish. When you peel it all back and just look at it fundamentally, I'm not inviting that person to my birthday party in fourth grade energy. It just doesn't make any sense when we can't get behind something that everybody agrees on because, oh, it might give them a win. we're lost. We're completely lost. It's a clown show.
Yeah.
It's a complete clown show. And it's so frustrating, man, because there's people here that you're seeing them. Like, they come into the office, you're seeing them in person. You're hearing their stories. You know what's right, and you just simply won't do it because you don't care. You don't care about America. You're just there to make your sound bites, to make your social media follow and grow, to have a little bit of authority, to be able to.
But I bet these same people are fine using veterans.
Like, if that's they do, I just don't think people care.
Yeah. Poor little pawns.
Yeah. We are. All right, let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Catherine, we'll start with you.
I don't know if I'm going to cut out or not, so just tell me to log off if I am. But I've been dealing with this back pain for however long now, and it's like straight up fucking up my life in a huge way. And I have been dealing with the hospital, an orthopedist, another primary care physician, and just getting nowhere, not able to get an MRI or blah, blah, blah. And I messaged, you have these portals now where you message your doctor. And I was like, I'm struggling mentally now. I am struggling physically. Like, something has to be done. And she only put the MRI was still going to cost $3,000. And she's like, well, we need to take a conservative approach. And my head almost flipped off. I'm like, a conservative approach? I haven't been able to pick up my kids for 3 months. Like, are you kidding? Like, I had to have a cousin fly out from Philly to help me care for my children this weekend because Pat was gone. And I cannot do it by myself. It's crazy. So finally, months ago, I made an appointment at the VA with my primary care doctor there. The thing that sucks is that it takes forever to get that appointment. So like, I had made it a while ago. I had to wait. But I had it yesterday. I sat down. I'm telling her everything. She's looking me in the eyes, listening to me the whole time. She's poking at things. And I'm like, I feel like I should be telling you that hurts, but it doesn't. Like, you know, when you feel crazy because you're like, can't quite explain something. She's like, she looked at me. The three biggest words, best words you can hear is I believe you. She was like, I believe you. Right away, I felt like tension leave my shoulder. I was like, okay. She ordered me an MRI. It's tomorrow night, full spine. She was like, we're going to get you our top physiologist. She's like, we're not going to stop till we figure this out. She's like, I'm also maybe go to therapy a little bit because you're so stressed out now because, blah, blah, blah. She got me like six different appointments for six different things and is like, we will not stop until you start to feel relief. And I got in the car afterwards and I ugly cried. It just, because all the other people I was telling, my other doctor from the hospital, an OBGYN, was like, this just happens after people give birth sometimes, it's blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that answer is not good enough. Like,
that's infuriating.
My dad had his arm hurt. He got an MRI the next day. Why am I fighting for 6 weeks to, blah, 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 three times of PT a week, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I just want to shout out to my doctor, the VA. She looked at me, she was like, you say you're in pain. I believe you. We're going to figure it out no matter what. And she's like, messing up your life. We're going to take care of it. So shout out to the VA and everyone I've dealt with on the phone, making these appointments has been so lovely and blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I just given some love because I feel like it's hit or miss with us. We're either mad at them or we love them. Right now, I love them. And
what a relief to hear, even for me and Khan, like worried about you all the time.
Sorry.
Not for nothing, Kate, you'd be one hell of an actress if you're not actually in pain, just given.
And committed to the bit by like Joaquin Phoenix in this bitch.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
There will be blood.
So hopefully whether anything shows up on the MRI or not, at least I'll know I'm either going in the right direction or we need to change direction. So I'm just so looking forward to getting started on a better path. So anyway.
Yeah, and if you need help, you can also go to our friends at BetterHelp. Zero Block 30 is sponsored by BetterHelp. Wishing that we had more time or that our back wouldn't hurt or that people would believe us about it. The question is, what is that time for? If the time was unlimited, how would you use your time? Probably Kate would say not sitting on her couch or on her chair in excruciating pain. That would be my guess. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters so you can do more of it. Like Kate just said, when you're going through something like that, it doesn't seem like it's a life event, right? Like, it doesn't seem like the lack of medical care should be something that you need to go see a psychologist about. counselor about, but that's absolutely the case. When you're feeling that level of stress, that level of tension, no matter what caused it, you need to talk to somebody about it. And that's exactly what BetterHelp is for. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/zero today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/zero. Anything else, Katie?
I don't think so. I think that's about it. Yeah, fellas.
Cons?
Yes, a couple things. Number one, I didn't get a chance to say this out loud. Chaps, because of your promise to the listeners, I had never seen you run at anything more than a shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
In the 8 years I've known you, I guess it's been.
You are fast.
I wasn't going to say he was fast. I was just going to say you didn't look weird running. I was expecting you to look weird. Some people look weird when they run. You didn't look weird.
I was expecting to look weird, Cons. I was expecting. Do you know how long it's been since I sprinted? Anything?
A decade plus?
I'll say this. It was weird to see you run. I had a hard time watching it, to be honest.
And the best part about that running thing is whenever I was going towards the line, like almost pulling up, like I slowed down way before I needed to. Did. And Jake was like, "Why did you pull up?" I'm like, "Because I don't want to tear a fucking hamstring, dude." You realize the last time it's been at least one decade, if not two, since I tried to do a 40-yard dash. I mean, all of the different things, I was kind of happy with my performance, really. Like, after not doing any of that shit for so long, I hadn't lifted a weight except for one time since I've been at Barstool. So doing 520-something times, like, I was good with that. Like, I was fine. And then that ball, the ball that we had to use for throwing, felt like a bowling ball. It was the
those footballs looked weird as hell.
They were really puffy. Overinflated and super slick. You could not, unless you had like bigger hands, you could not do it. And my hands aren't small. So I was glad to get one. I thought it was going to fly into the radio room whenever I was throwing it because it's just so slick. I knew that you weren't, that you didn't text me and made fun of me right away.
Right. You're exactly.
Like, damn. A little bit like I wanted to look worse.
I didn't know what to expect. So yeah, I'll say you put up respectable numbers for each event. So that was great. Then the last thing, right now, Army lacrosse is as high as number two in the country in some polls. So like, it's only been five games. Awesome. All right. I don't want to get ahead of my skis.
Doesn't matter. Still two.
But lacrosse is definitely one of the sports where we legitimately, and I'm not, you know, not to take anything away from like the rifle team or the orienteering team, but of like the major sports,
big sports.
And even lacrosse is like a second tier compared to like football, basketball, baseball. But the idea that we can, you know, play with everybody, and it's just kind of exciting. So I'll be watching Army lacrosse pretty closely, and who knows, maybe hopefully we'll make it to Memorial Day weekend there in Philadelphia for the Final Four.
Yeah, that would be sweet. Anything else, bud?
No.
All right, so I have a couple things. One, I went to a Jason Isbell concert last weekend. Top three or four concerts I've ever been to. I had no idea that motherfucker could play the guitar like that. Whenever he would do his bluesy solos, like I knew he was a good acoustic player and all that. I had no idea he could play an electric guitar like that. I was blown away. Mm-hmm. Like sitting, I was like, "Woo, let's fucking go!"
There's a good documentary. I'll find the name of it for you. There's a good documentary about him, though. Maybe it's on Prime. Okay. I don't know. I'll find it, but check that out. It's very good.
And the last thing, I signed up for a bike race, a bike tour from Chicago to Michigan.
Hell yeah!
And this summer that I'm doing with some of my buddies that for Father's Day. So I ordered like a road bike and I'm going to start doing the little training sessions for that. It ended up being, it's a 100-mile race, which I don't think is that bad at all. But I'm really looking forward to it. Should be a good time. I haven't done something like that.
Dude, you know what? You get hyper fixated on things. What? You're going to be one of those weekend warriors in the skin tight neon green crazy helmet. Chaps, what are you doing this weekend? Can't talk. You're going to become one of those road warrior guys. I know it.
The only thing that's going to save me from that, Kate, is my skinny ass legs. There is no chance to be out all the time in super skinny bike shorts. Like that, that is not, I mean, cause I would look like the dude from the Minions with like the bigger broad shoulders and the tiny little legs. I'd be the Minion guy. All right, Kate went out again. We'll be back next week. We'll talk more about this trip to DC and some other things that are going on with the VFW as well. Thanks for listening, everybody, and dealing with our issues while we're out of the office and doing stuff all around the country. We appreciate you, and we appreciate the support and like the retweets about the VFW and checking it out. We appreciate all that stuff. We'll see you next week on the retreat.